Congratulate me. I got my grades. 4.0 average.
That's great.
All right. All right.
Tim, do you have any idea how satisfying it is to get straight A's?
Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This last month has been so horrible, but now, next week, all I have to do is relax.
That's it. You just sit back and relax, honey. Did you get that for me? Oh, heck, why don't I get it? Hello? Yes, Colonel, it's me. Yeah. I'm right here. Don't ever yell at me. It's your dad. Uh-huh. This weekend. Uh-huh. They have frequent flyer mileage. They're going to expire if they don't use it. They want to come this weekend? What? Why don't I let Jill tell you the good news?
You're your dad.
Hi, Daddy. Oh, there's nothing that I would like more than to have you come visit, but I'm sick. Yeah. Yeah, head cold, you know, cough, flu. I think I have an ear infection. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Oh, well, thank you. I'm sure I'll feel better soon. Okay. Bye. What?
You lied to Grandpa.
Didn't exactly lie.
Well, then what exactly did you do?
There's a very good explanation for this. What is it?
Look, I'm really burnt out from school, and I need some time for myself. But if I told that to your grandpa, it would have hurt his feelings.
So when we get older and we don't want you to visit, can we lie?
Randy, when your father and I get older, you won't have to lie, because you're going to want to be around us all the time. Because we're going to be just as cool as we are right now, right, Tim? I'm dying here, aren't I?
All you're missing is the headstone. Well, did Al and Heidi find something at your garage sale they liked?
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, I thought you might be interested in this. This is a handmade wooden throne.
Well, it's nice, but if I'm gonna be sitting on a throne, it's going to be porcelain, my friend.
Hey, Wilson, I would love to have this antique cheese whipper.
No fair. I saw it first. I'll give you twice the asking price.
I'll double that.
Well, that brings us up to 80 cents.
I'm out.
Grandma's on the phone. She wants to talk to you.
Thanks. Hi, Lillian. No, Jill's not here. She's out, you know, buying stuff to nurse her cold. What? Oh my God, that's horrible, Lillian. How did it happen? Oh, how are you doing? Oh, boy. This is horrible news, Lily. What can I do? What would you tell? Oh, yeah, go ahead and call all them. And Jill will call you as soon as she gets back. Okay. Bye.
Tim, what happened?
Jill's dad died.
Oh, Tim, I'm so sorry.
Oh, so am I. What happened? Was the colonel sick?
No, it was a heart attack, sudden.
That's awful. Poor Jill.
I'll have to take the family to Texas for a couple days, so you'll have to take care of tool time.
Of course.
See you guys.
Boy, this really puts things in perspective.
Yeah. Al, you take the cheese whipper.
No, I couldn't possibly.
No, really, I insist.
Wilson, we can't accept this cheese whipper.
Okay, put her on that 6:30 a.m. flight to San Antonio, all right? Just put on my credit card. She'll pick up the ticket at the airport. Good. I'll be fine. Thank you.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
What an incredible day I had. I went to the Modern Art Museum. Then I met Patty for lunch. We went shopping. We got herbal wraps. You cannot imagine how good I feel.
Your mom called a while ago.
Oh, no. Let me guess. She's mad because I wouldn't let her come this weekend.
Honey?
What? Is something wrong?
It's about your dad.
My dad what?
He had a heart attack this morning. He didn't make it, honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He fell asleep in that old recliner in the den, and he never woke up. He didn't suffer at all.
Heart attack. I can't believe this. I just talked to him. He sounded fine.
I know.
What about Mom?
She's holding up real well. She's holding up real well. I booked you on a flight first thing in the morning, okay? And as soon as I tie up the loose ends here, I'll bring the boys. We'll head out tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's okay. I'll pack. You don't have to worry about a thing.
No, you don't understand. Dad called and asked if he could come visit here. I made up that story about how I was sick. How could I do that?
You didn't know this was going to happen. You just need time for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you don't understand. I could have seen him one more time. I could have told him that I loved him. The last thing that I said to my father was a lie.
No, hey. Come on, guys. You got to get all packed. How's the ironing going? Hey, you can wear a white tie.
I can't believe we're never going to see Grandpa again.
Well, actually, we will get a chance to see Grandpa one more time.
An open casket? Jeez, that's gross.
Well, just think of it like an open house.
Some people think viewing the body gives them a chance to say goodbye to the deceased one more time, okay?
What if I don't want to look?
No one's going to make you look. No one's going to make me look.
Whoa. You know, I just thought of something. What if Mom had let Grandpa come here for the weekend and it happened here?
Yeah, I used to sleep in my room. He could have died in my bed.
And you'd still have to sleep in it. Of course, you know, I'm sure Mom would flip the mattress.
Just knock it off.
You think the suit is too small?
No. Besides, it's real fashionable to show 5 inches of bare leg.
I just want to look good for the funeral.
Well, I got news for you. Grandpa's gonna look more lifelike.
Grandpa just died. You stop making jokes?
Gentlemen, come on, come on. Take him upstairs, see if that old brown suit of yours will fit him, all right? Need help with that collar?
Oh, Dad, I mean, I know how to iron for a funeral. Just set the dial to stiff.
Randy?
Yeah, Dad, I don't know why I'm making all these stupid jokes.
It's okay, it's okay. Sometimes making jokes is a way to deal with the loss of somebody, you know? That's how you grieve. I did the same thing at my dad's funeral.
Oh, yeah, I mean, now that you talk about it, I mean, I remember Aunt Rita's funeral. You had some good jokes, and you killed.
The truth is, in situations like these, you got to be careful who you make the jokes around.
Dad, I know. I mean, I would never say this kind of stuff around Grandma.
Make no jokes around your mom or Mark or anybody sensitive. Just do them around me.
Sorry we're late. Jill's plane couldn't get clearance to land, so they kept circling the airport.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay. But you with your flu and your ear infection.
No, really, I feel much better. Where's Mom?
Oh, she's back at the house helping Robin and Carrie with the food. This is Mr. Stillman, the funeral director. Hello. My sisters, Jill and Tracy.
Welcome to our newly remodeled chapel, featured in the June issue of Mortuaries Illustrated.
Is that the swimsuit issue?
It's going to be a lovely service. I know the Colonel would have approved.
Oh, did you know our father?
We feel we know all our guests in spirit.
Your guests? What is this, the Bates Motel?
Come in my office when you're ready. We'll talk about what Dad will be wearing.
Oh, Jill, before I forget, I want to give you this herbal medicine. Now, you take two echinacea, one golden seal, and a garlic pill twice a day.
Hi, girls. Oh, Jill.
Ma. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm better now that all my girls are here.
Mom, I thought you were staying home because you didn't trust Robin and Carrie to deal with the food.
Well, I finished all that and I came down here.
Because you don't trust us to deal with the funeral arrangements?
It's not that I don't trust you. It's just that I trust myself more. How are you feeling, honey? You look terrible.
Actually, I'm much better.
Oh, Jill, you always were a terrible liar. If you're sick, you're sick. Would you girls mind if I spend a moment with Jill?
Oh, sure, sure, Mom. You spend your moment with Jill. We'll just go talk wardrobe with Mr. Sunshine.
Mom, how are you holding up? Oh, I'm hanging in there. But now, what about you? I hope all that traveling wasn't too hard on you. What with that flu and your ear infection?
No, really, Mom, I'm feeling much better now.
You know, you always had a special place in your dad's heart.
I know.
He was really looking forward to that trip to see you.
He was?
Oh, yes. But you were sick, and of course he understood. Now, the irony is that you made the trip to see him.
Okay, everything's ready for dinner, but I need somebody to help me with the fruit salad.
Oh, I'll help you.
Oh, no, you won't. You might still be contagious.
And we don't want Mom to catch anything from you. Her resistance is low.
Hey, guys, there's something I have to tell you. I'm not really sick.
Oh, yeah, right. You look like that, and you're going to tell us you're not sick.
Always the martyr. Here, go sit down and rest.
I can't believe this.
Neither can I. I keep thinking I'm going to come down these stairs and see your father in front of the TV, yelling at those liberal Yankee newscasters.
Mom, is there anything that I can do for you?
Oh, don't worry about me. Now, you're the one that we have to take care of. You lie down right there and rest. Why don't I make you some soup? You're supposed to drink lots of liquid, you know.
Mom, I'm really feeling so much better.
Now, Jill, I can take care of my daughter. Now, you just stay right there and don't you lift a finger.
Oh, so glad to see you. Did you guys iron your shirts? I want you to look good for the funeral tomorrow.
Come on, Mom, you've been through enough. Let's not talk about the shirts.
Listen, guys, you should go in the kitchen and say hi to your aunts and your grandma.
Are they still going to pinch us, even though we're here for a funeral?
Side of the occasion, the heart of the pinching. See this scar right here? My dad's funeral, Aunt Winnie. She took a piece of my flesh right off there. So how are you doing?
You won't believe what's going on here.
Well, let me guess. Your mom thinks you're sick as a dog, so she's waiting on you hand and foot.
Tim, I have to tell her the truth.
Now is not a good time.
Why?
If she finds out you lied, it'll cast a pall over the whole funeral.
I'm so glad you're here.
Did you fight in Korea with my grandpa?
I would have been 2 years old.
So you would have been in the infant tree.
I'll always cherish Daddy's nickname for me.
Nutcase.
He said it with such love.
Come on, everyone. Who has a story about Colonel Patterson they'd like to share? Tim.
Oh, remember the first time that Jill brought me to meet the colonel?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
When Jill finally left us alone, the colonel turned to me and said from the bottom of his heart, he said, "Son, how much will it take for you to turn around and never come back here?" But it was years later, he gave me the best compliment ever. He said, "Son, 10 grand, that's my final offer. You can't handle the truth."
Dad was gruff, but he always told it like it was.
Yes, honesty was very important to the colonel, and he instilled that in all his children. Jill, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, sure. Yes, well, you know, Dad was really... there was this one time that we, you know, I really don't want to do this right now, Mom. Can I talk to you privately for a moment?
Poor thing, she's a little under the weather.
Well, man, then there's a time the colonel introduced my butt to the business end of a bayonet. Let me show you the puncture wound.
Look so pale. You know, there's flu that's going around.
Mom, it's not the flu. Now, look, there's something that I have to tell you. I lied to Dad.
Oh, Jill, relax. He found out a long time ago that you vote Democrat.
No, Mom. When Dad called to ask if you all could come up and visit, I said that I was sick. I made that up.
You didn't want us to visit you?
No, Mom, it wasn't a good time. And I thought you might have understood, but I just didn't have the guts to say no to Dad.
Well, your father was not an easy man to say no to.
Well, maybe not. But now the last memory I have of my father is lying to him.
Jill, what do you suppose would have happened if you'd told the colonel the truth?
I don't know. He probably would have understood.
I don't think we're talking about the same colonel.
Well, how do you think he would have reacted?
He would have said, "What do you mean you want time for yourself? We'll be there at 0800 and we're bivouacking in Brad's room."
That does sound like Dad.
Oh, he always had to have everything his own way. It could be 20 below zero outside and he'd still want the window open at night. You remember when he went in for his knee surgery?
Oh, yeah. He yelled at that surgeon because the scalpel wasn't shiny enough.
And then he told the doctor to drop and give him 20 right on the operating room floor.
I guess Dad could be kind of pushy sometimes.
He was pushy, he was stubborn, he was hot-headed, and he drove me crazy. And I miss him so much.
Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Now, Jill, you have always been a wonderful daughter, and the last thing your father would want would be for you to torture yourself over a silly little fib.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey.
I don't remember that picture of us. Which base was that taken in?
Oh, that was Fort Hood. That was the base where Elvis was stationed.
Dad knew Elvis?
He was his commanding officer. Who do you think Hound Dog was written about?
Wait a minute. This army mule here, is that the same one I'm holding in the picture?
Yes, that was your favorite. Don't you remember?
Well, this is all ratty. Why would Dad hold on to all these years?
To remind him of you. He always hated it that you had to live so far away. And then about 5 years ago, your father took that mascot and put it on top of the television set. And ever since that time, Army has beaten Navy every football game.
So I guess I was kind of a good luck charm.
I guess you were.
Can I keep him?
I think your father would like that. Provided you keep it on top of the television set.
Deal. Mom? Huh? You know, if you moved to Michigan, you wouldn't have to be so far away from us.
But I'd be far away from Tracy and Linda and Carrie and Robin.
Exactly my point.
Oh, Jill, I'd love to be near you, but I think it's too soon for me to start making any changes.
Okay.
Let's go in there and listen to some more happy memories of Dad.
Okay.
So there I was, getting strip searched by a colonel of the United States Army. At that point, I knew I was a family member, I'll tell you that. Boy, that guy had big hands.
Boys are in bed. What are you doing?
I just finished my eulogy for tomorrow. My sisters and I are each going to give a little speech.
Well, I'm sure yours will be the best.
It's not a contest, honey. We're just going to share our feelings about Dad.
Colonel was a real great man, you know?
Yeah, he was. You know, I thought I would feel so much better when I told Mom the truth, but now I just feel sadder.
It's understandable. You're finally allowing yourself to grieve now.
Yeah, I guess. You've been so great.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You took care of all the travel arrangements. You took care of the boys. You took care of me.
I did what I had to do. I didn't even think twice about it, honey. Come on.
But that's what makes it so wonderful is that I can count on you and I need you the most.
Just sorry I had to be reminded of that fact on such a sad occasion.
Listen to you. You're saying all the right things.
Enjoy it while you can. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm sure it's not going to last.